Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. Today I have a topic for you that is all about competition, collaboration, reframing, all the things that we get to do that sometimes we just need a little reminder that we need to do. I want you to make sure that you stay tuned in until the end because I have a super special offer for you just because of the time of year that it is. So stay tuned. I also wanted to give you a little bit of a life update. So, it's funny because I remember recording an episode, I believe it was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months ago, talking about this whole college process with my daughters and how we don't have to attend this like crazy invitation that we're invited to get really tripped up by the application process and to get really into it and get really invested. And while I'm really proud that we really did do that for the most part, when it came to applications and we've kept our cool up until now, I'm feeling it. I'm really, really feeling it. And I share this to share that like sometimes we intend to do things a certain way, and yet we feel what we feel, right? So it's coming up for me. And commitment day is May 1st. I'm recording this on April the 5th. One of my daughters is still waiting to hear from a school that she really, really wants to go to before she makes her commitment. And my other daughter, I think she knows where she wants to go. She's just trying to take a little bit of extra time to make that decision and be 100% sure. But I'm feeling it. I'm at like the sleepless nights and partly because I know they're leaving, but more than that, just the hope and the wish on my heart that they end up where they're supposed to be, fully knowing that they will, right? Like if my daughter, who's waiting for the response, doesn't get into that college that she really wants to go to, I need to practice what I share all the time, which is my favorite Rumi quote, live life as if everything is working in your favor. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm talking it out with all of you, and I'm going to tell you it's helping, but that's really what it comes down to. We can prepare and do our best and try to create the ideal conditions for something to happen. And when it doesn't happen, it's so often just a reroute in the next best direction, right? Or maybe even a better direction. I truly do believe that. So today is Friday, and we are heading to Washington, D.C. tomorrow night to see three more schools, two for Ella, one for Noah. Before they make those decisions. So, if you are a mama who's sending your little humans out of the nest and doing those college tours, I feel you. And if you are a woman just trying something new, doing something different, waiting on a response, whatever it may be, I see you, I feel you. You're so not alone. And thank you for being here with us. We get to go through life together, right? And it's a beautiful thing. And on the topic of going through life together, I just want to share because I can't keep it in. I can't keep it in. I'm not going to give all the details, but there is something coming soonish. And by soonish, I mean probably like maybe in the summer. But it's just a really cool way to finally find your soul community. I'm excited to facilitate that soul community. And the download came to me officially. I have been playing with this idea, I want to say for like 2 years now, and I finally saw it. I went for a walk yesterday. Okay, you guys are going to laugh at me. So it's cold here in New York still, even though it's spring. And I have been on this mission to get my 10,000 steps in every day. My body's going through transitions. It's amazing for my mental health to walk. And some days it's just too cold to walk outside. And I have a treadmill, but I don't love treadmills because you're like stationary. So Your girl here has been walking her 10,000 steps in the house. Yes, I have. From one side of my house to the other, into the kitchen, into the living room, back to the kitchen, to the bedroom. But it's amazing because when you're moving, it's this somatic experience where you are feeling things and you are healing things and you are coming up with fresh perspectives and ideas. So last night on my house walk, yes, it was a house walk last night because it was dark and it was cold by the time I finally was able to commit some time to getting my steps in. I finally put the seal on this idea, and now it's going into, so I was in creative mode up until now. And now I'm finally in the phase where I'm bringing this idea into fruition. I'm making it a real thing. And I can't wait to share it with all of you. So if you are a woman who's in this community who wants to empower herself, knowing that it's the best thing you could do for our next generation of leaders, this is going to be for you. You don't want to miss it. Keep your ears peeled. All the good stuff I will share soon enough, I promise, I promise. Okay, so let's get into today's episode, which is, it was prompted by something one of our students in the Girl Life Academy brought to me. She was like, "Melody, I want to tell you, I feel like I need to tell you, somebody's doing what you're doing and they're using your words and they're using a lot of your branding ideas and they're using, she was like really upset about it, and she felt that she needed to come and share it with me. And I appreciate it, by the way. Like, I'm so grateful when someone has my back in that way. So I appreciate that she brought it to me, and I think of everything that comes to us and through us is a part of a universal lesson that we are meant to learn. So that exchange was supposed to happen. She was supposed to see that. She was supposed to come and share it with me, and I was supposed to do with it what I did with it, the process that I went through. So initially, right, when someone comes and tells you that somebody else is doing what you're doing in the way that you're doing it, as you can imagine, the first response is like, oi, like, okay, what? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Because we put a lot of work, like my fellow entrepreneurs here, like you put a lot of work into what you do, right? You put your whole heart and your whole soul into that hard work that you do in this world. So there was a very big part of me that was triggered and was like, oh my goodness, like what am I going to do here? And I had to take a 24-hour period to sit with it, to say to myself, like, how do I want to handle this? How do I want to feel about this? How do I want to move forward from this? Am I going to get my back up? Am I going to contact this person? What am I going to do here? And I went through that scenario, right? The scenario of being triggered and reactive and fear-based. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all, right? Because we all have this beautiful opportunity between stimulus and response to think, to use our beautiful brains and our hearts, to go through our own process. And so if I had been reactive, I would have done all those things that I just said in that fear-based mentality. But I sat with it some more and I went deeper and deeper and I was like, you know what? This work that we are doing here as women empowering girls, and in my case, the certification program, like this is the stuff we want more people to be doing, right? So I'm not here being like, hey, copy my work, do what I'm doing, like take my exact business model. No. But the first thing I had to accept for myself and acknowledge is if someone else is doing what I'm doing, while I don't love that they're using my words and my terminology and my catchphrases and things like that, I'm really happy that there's another woman in the world who's doing this work because this is how we change the trajectory for our girls. So instead of getting tripped up and triggered, I was like, okay, wait. If someone else is doing what I'm doing, that means that we amplify the mission of empowering girls. So this can't be all that bad, right? So that was the first thing that I was thinking. The second thing was like, it's like, what if I thought of it as an honor? If I thought of it as like, wow, that someone was inspired by what I'm doing it and how I'm doing it, and that she chose to do it as well. Like, it's inspiration, right? Instead of being all upset about it and like, how dare she, being like, okay, there is room for all of us. There is room for everyone's light, everyone's magic, everyone's creativity. And my hope is that she goes out there and she brings her own unique magic to it and shares in the way that only she can, right? Which is what I've always said, which is what I say about our curriculum always, is like, take this girl life curriculum and do with it what you want. Light it up in your own way. Light it up with unique examples from your life and, everything that you've learned up until now and the form that your life has taken. So, it really just brought me so much peace and calm, to be able to look at it in that way. And what I did was I actually reached out to this woman and I was like, I haven't heard back from her. It has been a very long time, and that is okay, because I'm only responsible for my side of the street, and I can't let that get me upset that I didn't get a response. And I get to choose my perspectives, right? I could think like it serves me better to think maybe she didn't see the message, or maybe she saw it and she forgot about it, or we get to choose the way that we see things. So that they help us, so that they serve us. So I'm gonna leave that there. But I was thinking collaboration over competition. That's where I'm at. That's the role I'm here to play. That's what I'm here to embody. That's what I'm here to share with the next generation. And if I'm gonna let something like this set me back, trip me up, keep me ruminating and losing sleep, then I am absolutely not practicing that which I so deeply wish to share. So I am human, absolutely. We all are. Things will trip us up, but what we do with them is completely up to us. So what did I say? Between stimuli and response, there is a big space. What are you going to do with that space, right? Are you going to use it to step into fear, or are you going to use it to step into love? So I've made a very concerted decision. My response was coming from a place of love, coming from a place of abundance, where there's more than enough for all of us. We are in this huge planet with millions and billions of people. So I'm not going to sit here and think that I should be the only one doing this work. Absolutely not. So totally changed it up for myself, and that's how it goes. And it also made me think about gatekeeping, right? Like, as women, as humans, right? Sometimes we gatekeep. Sometimes we, what do I mean by gatekeeping? Like, if we've got something good, we keep it to ourselves because we feel like our piece of the pie shrinks if we share it. Like, imagine if I had this idea of girl life and I just kept it to myself and I didn't go out there and share it. Like, the impact that we're all here to make, like if you're listening to this podcast, I know you're a woman of impact. I know you're a woman who wants to be in her purpose and do something that makes the world a better place, something of value, something that is going to be your legacy work in the world, right? So it's like we don't have a smaller piece of the pie. The pie grows. Guess what? The pie grows. When you change your perspective, when you lean into abundance, when you know that the sun shines for every single one of us, not just one of us, but for all of us. So that's really what I wanted to come here and share. I wanted to share my process. I wanted to share where I went first off and then where I chose to go, because we are filled with choices always, and every single moment presents us with one. And that's where, that's where we get to go. So the gatekeeping, we don't gatekeep. When we've got something good to share, you've heard me say this before, we got to scream it off of the rooftops. And we don't need to step into a place of fear of like, what if somebody else does it? Like, think about all the people who've done big things in the world, right? All the female founders who've made something, who've created something from their heart space. If they were to not launch those things because they were afraid someone else would copy them, we'd be missing out on a lot of things, right? It's a beautiful world and the opportunities exist for all of us. So if you have a big idea, don't keep it to yourself. Let it out there in the world. Do it with love and know that it will reach the people who it's meant to reach. And guess what? Nobody's going to do it the way you do it. Whatever it is that you're doing, nobody could do it like you do it. So the way that I run workshops or teach women how to run workshops, nobody's going to do it in that way, right? We each bring our own unique magic, and that's our birthright. So I hope that this has served you. And as we move towards Mother's Day, I like to do a very special promotion for my Empowered Girl Mom program. I'm so proud of it. It's one of the things that I've created that I'm super proud of. And I want to share it at 50% off now until May 31st. So if you are a girl mom, it doesn't matter where on the journey you are, whether you have a newborn or you have a 15-year-old, this is for you. I've put together a program where we're going to walk you through all the different steps to unlearn and relearn the messaging that you've heard about mothering. Because at the end of the day, being a girl mom is an intuitive process. There's no one right way of doing it. There's no gold standard. There's just you bringing your light and your leadership to your daughter. And so many people come to me and they're like, I want to be the best mama. I want to do things the way that I always thought I would do them. And of course, when the baby comes or when our girls hit the different phases of their lives, we're like, oh my goodness, I'm so not the mom I thought I was going to be. And I'm definitely not the mom I thought I was going to be. I'll tell you that. But that's because we're evolving as women as we go through the motherhood journey. So, through this program, I walk you through the phases of unlearning, reflecting, reimagining, embodying, empowering, and igniting. So you're going to walk through each of these phases, and each phase is going to literally reshape the way that you've thought about your mothering journey up until now. I've got such beautiful feedback from this course, from the women who've taken it, and I just thought, what better time than Mother's Day, as we lead up to Mother's Day, to bring this to you, to release your perfection paralysis about motherhood, to lead your daughters by example, to navigate the unexpected, and again, to step into that intuitive place where every single phase that your daughter goes through is an opportunity for you to lean in, for you to strengthen your relationship with yourself, and to strengthen your relationship with her. So this is a $700 course. It's at 50% off until May 31st. You can get the information at www.melodypourmorati.com/girlmom, and your coupon code is going to be girlmom to get that 50% off. I wouldn't wait on this. I think you will love it. I think it will change the trajectory of your motherhood journey. And yeah, that's all. So thank you, my beautiful humans, for tuning in today. As always, if you have questions, if you have comments about the episode, send them my way. I love for this to be an interactive experience. And guess what? Pretty soon it's going to be. As I said, I have something amazing coming and I cannot wait to share it with you as the details become available. Thank you for being a part of this community. I know there are so many places you could be hanging out, so many podcasts you could be listening to. And the fact that you are hanging out here with our Empowering Her community speaks volumes to the woman that you are. So I love you, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye.